Talking with Bob Priddy, a longtime MissouriNet news director and Missouri historian. Bob, we would love to hear the explanation of why there is a statue of the goddess of agriculture on top of the state capitol.
You have to remember, when the capitol was built in 1913 and 1917, this was largely an agrarian state. And so agriculture was the predominant industry, and it was appropriate, the capitol commission decided, to put a goddess of agriculture on the top of the capitol.
And this week, the goddess of agriculture is coming down for a cleaning for the first time ever, and then to be put back on top. The public will get to see her up close. It might even bring agriculture front of mind. I would like to add that agriculture is the number one industry in the state of Missouri. Do you see this as an opportunity for people to understand that a little bit better?
Well, certainly, anytime you have a chance to put agriculture before the public in whatever form, you're better off, because agriculture is essential to our existence. If we couldn't eat, we couldn't live, you know. So we might as well have a goddess of agriculture up there. And she is a drop-dead gorgeous woman. She's been up there now for 94 years, and she's been hit by lightning at least 30 times. So you know that she's been very attractive to lightning, and so that's one of the things they're going to do. They're going to take her down, send her to Chicago, refurbish her, clean her, repair her, and then put her back up there. And so she's getting her first real good attention that she's had in a long time. There were some people up there in 95 who did some cleaning. This is the first overall overhaul that she's ever had.
And will she be more visible at that point, or do you have any idea?
Well, she's still going to be 200 and some feet above ground, but probably she'll be shinier for a while. And so she'll be more visible from that standpoint.
Now, a few people in the state have gotten an up-close look at her going to the very top of the dome outside. Bob, have you been able to do that, and how close were you?
No, I was not up that far. I've looked at her through a telephoto lens, but I've not been up there to actually see her. When they bring her down, though, as I understand it, she'll be on a flatbed truck for a couple of hours, so the people who are there are going to be able to see her up close. She's 10 feet 4 inches tall and weighs a couple of tons.